Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
And we want to share with you something that's happening in our lives. We were supposed to go away this weekend, but we decided against it. We were just busy, right, Larry?
Yeah, busy beavers.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've been telling you that Larry made his man den down in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
For his karaoke, and, you know, at one time, it was your beautiful train display. Up all year round, but
it's,
you know,
an even sweeter spot now.
Right, right.
The way I like it.
Right. Anywho, I was in the mood for a cocktail, and it's very rarely that I do get in the mood. Right, Larry?
Yeah, not too often, but, you know, you like to know, be able to go to my stash if you want
right.
to. Right.
Yeah. So he has a bar downstairs in the basement, his man, Dan, and he got some bottles of different kind of liquor. And so I went on the YouTube, like I do, you know, looking for recipes. And I was in the mood for one of these mojitos. Okay? So I went to the store. I got the mint. I'm all excited. I go downstairs to the basement, and I'm like, what? What's happening here? The bottle that I wanted was empty.
And it wasn't me. Why don't you tell him what happened?
Yeah, so I said to Larry, who's drinking the booze, Larry? And he said, it's not me. So then, the next day, Mariella, whatever the hell her name is, our housekeeper, she's down the basement and comes up, and I talked to her, and boy, oh boy, the breath. Larry, the breath, I could smell
it. Yeah, that's right. It turns out she's raiding my stash, nipping my hooch.
She's nipping the booze. She's clean and drunk, Larry.
Yes, she is.
That's why the stuff is done half-assed.
Probably why she's afraid of the wig room, too.
Well, she keeps saying Diablo. She's calling them the devils, whatever. I figured that
one out,
Larry.
Well, when you're drunk, anything that looks like a human head not attached is scary.
So, yeah, I mean, the poor thing must have a problem, Larry. So now we're in this quandary. What to do? I mean, you know, it's hard to get a housekeeper that will come.
I'm just going to confront her. I'll just shake the empty bottle, say, does this look familiar, Nipper?
But she could just say it wasn't her, Larry. We have to catch her red-handed. I say we put a camera downstairs. I know you don't want one because you think I'm going to be doing
like
your videos with their
like
karaoke.
A brewery. She's clean and drunk. What more evidence do you need?
Well, she smelled
guilty
it.
Guilty as charged.
Yesterday, she smelled it. I smelled it on her breath yesterday. Now, I just didn't have the gumption to say what's going on. But I think we could put our heads together. Maybe our listeners could put their heads together and figure out how we could catch her in the act.
Yeah, I could.
Because she's nipping.
I'll just start leaving a little bit of hooch laying around, maybe. Put it on the kitchen counter or something like that, you know?
Ooh, why don't we do what we saw in The Modern Family when the mother put the water in the bottle and the kids thought it was the vodka?
Yeah. You gotta watch, though. She could do that, too, you know? That's an old trick.
You mean she could put the water in and we think it's oh, Larry. I didn't even think about... Yeah, forget about the water.
I'd taste the difference.
Yeah. We got to figure this out because, you know, liquor isn't cheap. It's not cheap, you know? Especially those that Jack Daniels or whatever the hell you like. That was a...
I'm on the case.
All right. Anywho, this is our life. This is what you have to deal with. And maybe some other people have to deal with this as well. So, if you have any comments or ideas, let us know. We'd like to know. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life.
Guard your stash.
Bye.